Climate change has a huge impact on the UAE. As you know, the UAE is one of the countries which is lying in very rigid environments. We have scarce of water sources, and at the same time we have very low rainfall percentage in our region. If there is any rise of the sea, it's going to hugely impact our coastal areas, since the UAE has a huge area which overseeing the Arabian Gulf as well as the Indian Ocean. And we have a huge infrastructure project which is in that coastal area. So we need to adapt to those changes and to those effects of climate change. And at the same time, we have a huge impact when it comes to food security. So we have to make sure that we have a sustainable basket of supply for our food. So the impact is really huge. The movements of the animals and migration of some of the animals from the country to the other is really creating biodiversity changes in the country.
Now, the UAE recently submitted its INDCs. Can you tell us a little bit about the solutions that the UAE has put forward to adapt to and mitigate climate change effects?
So, the UAE joined more than 185 countries in submitting their INDCs, believing that we're one of the countries that has to work with everyone to combat this global issue. We submitted our efforts and intended projects when it comes to mitigation, adaptations, and our efforts to build the capacity of our nations. When it comes to mitigations, we announced a big number, raising our current clean energy targets from 1% to 24% by 2024. And this is basically going to come from the renewables, from peaceful nuclear programs, and those are coming from our flagship project, Mustar, which is considered a very holistic approach initiative tackling the whole value chain when it comes to focusing on renewables, focusing on educations, investments in medium companies.
Can you just tell, for our listeners who are not familiar with Masdar City, can you tell us what Masdar is?
Masdar is our government company, which is focusing on the renewable energy investments. And as I said, it's tackling the whole value chain. It's tackling the educations by establishing Masdar Institute in close collaboration with MIT from the States. And it's the institute which is only dedicated to Master and PhD and applications and applied science. And it's open to all students around the world. We have almost 50 nationalities part of the institutions. We're focusing as well through Master Capital and investing in small to medium companies, because we believe that the small companies, they have the ideas, but they don't have the financial resources to bring it to the commercial stage. And that's why we are investing in those small to medium companies. We're investing in large scale projects locally and internationally. Here we're talking about London Array projects, the largest one projects in UK, our solar projects in Spain, our concentrated solar plants projects in UAE, Shamswan, the first and the largest operationalized CSP projects in our region. And at the same time, so we're investing in the infrastructure, building the city and trying to capture and bring the international expertise to the country so they can share their experience, they can tailor their technologies to our environments. Going back to the INDCs, we as well work on the transportation, where we're doing a major transformation when it comes to investing in the metro, investing in public transportations, transforming our taxis instead of using the fuel that we're using the natural gas to reduce the natural gases. And we're investing heavily in efficiency policies, and we really managed to phase out any appliances which has efficiency less than 20%. And we're still moving ahead, investing in technologies like district cooling, since the cooling is one of the major energy consumer sector in the whole region. Speaking about adaptations, we're investing in technologies. Here we're talking about investing in a clean energy desalinations, using solar and desalinations. As you know, we're very dependent on desalination because of the scarcity of water. And at the same time, we're investing in the food security and etc. Third portion of our INDCs, focusing our colleagues, we're putting a lot of efforts in developing our national institutions when it comes to building the capabilities of our people in this sector.
Now, how does the UAE envision the way forward given the effects of climate change and when faced with climate change and the fact that your economy is largely based in fossil fuels as well?
The UAE has already taken major steps in this field, and the hydrocarbon is only contributing almost one-third of the total GDP of the country, which means that we already bypassed the dependence on the hydrocarbon. We're looking at the new agreements, we're looking at what is going to happen here in Paris and the climate change discussion in general. that this sector is going to help us in diversifying our economy and even achieving our vision by becoming one of the top five governments in the world by 2021. And we see this agreements as a tool to help us bring best practices, best expertise to the country, and how can we really build the capabilities of our own to achieve this target.